Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is Philip. Phil's not here. I expect a call in, though. He's over at his mom's, taking care of some plumbing. Some broke. But let me do one thing real quick. I got a couple of things I got to take care of real quick, so I'm going to play a song by Baker called Ride, and I'll be right back.
Desert air feels good on
All right, that was Charlie Baker. It's a song called Ride. You can get that at bakersongs.com. But the thing I wanted to talk about was the first one, Glendale Police. They're going to do a crackdown on motorcyclists. This one's by Veronica Rocha out of the LA Times. Police plan to crack down on riders who violate traffic laws in the city Saturday and Sunday as part of motorcycle safety operation. Officers will step up patrol on city neighborhoods where riders are known to frequent. Police will focus on areas with the highest number of motorcycle-involved collisions. Officials said the grant funding operation is aimed at reducing the number of collisions, injuries, and fatalities. Let's see. Another 151 riders were injured during the same period, and most motorcycle-involved collisions stem from speeding, driving the influence, alcohol, and unsafe turning. But it doesn't say anything about cars that turn left into you, cut you off, slam on the brakes in front of you, none of that shit. This is all geared towards bullshit. These stops and these crackdowns and stops are unconstitutional. This one's out of San Diego. It says the worst roads for motorcycles. We have an intersection up here in North County, at Route 76 and Palomar Mountain Road. Countywide, they had motorcycle accidents occur in October last year, 124 more than any other month. More occurred on Saturdays, 206, and more occur after 5. People know I'm on the air, but they're texting me anyway. Let's see. Okay, here we go. Tied for second were two intersections, Opay Lakes Road and State 94 in Hamul. Now, Hamul was busy this weekend, but anyway, that's a different story. State Route 78, Winella Road and Julian. And it's, let's see, they had were the worst intersections in Los Angeles and San Francisco and Sacramento 5. Other spots, let's see. This is usually when Bill sir, I do all this, and Bill will take over talking for a few minutes. And then let's see. This one's from the CHP. It says it's urging drivers to be aware of motorcycles. This came out yesterday. Allstate Insurance placed signs near Route 76 urging drivers to look for motorcycles. We know in San Diego County more than 1,100 motorcycle crashes occurred in 2009 alone. Worst intersection at 26 at State Route 76 to the South Grade Road. And in Delaware, they're trying to repeal the helmet law. I mean, out here, I'd rather have a choice, but I'm forced to wear something I don't want to wear. Okay, what we're going to do is... supposed to have Jackie Boone calling from New York, from New York Rider Magazine. And also we have a new babe of the week. Her name is Sarah. She's due to call in here in a few minutes. I told her to pick a song that would be her opening song. So by the time the song ends, I should have her in the chat. So let me see if we'll play this song, and we should have her right after this song.
Regulate. A little better. I'm sick with the summertime flu and cold.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
sorry to hear
good.
That.
I know. It really puts a damper on my life.
I can relate to that.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
Yeah,
so
do you have a good
today,
day?
You got 9,361 hits.
How many?
9,361.
Wow. Yeah, it looks good. I like the way you organized the pictures. You put in some that I didn't even pick. I like that.
Well, I asked you, playing phone tag and text tag, I just made a decision, but they all came out real nice.
I know. You did good. I'm very proud. I'm very proud. And Jim with AFT Customs was excited about it as well. I like that part you put at the bottom. Yeah, it looks good.
Yeah, so tell them to give them my email address and tell them to send me the links, and I'll put it up for you guys.
Oh, yeah, I will. I'll do that
just
one.
Just have him give me a little disclaimer that he's going to let me use it.
Yeah, no problem. That's a good idea, Phil.
Yeah, if you've seen, well, you've seen the front, the blog page itself, you've seen where it's, there's a friends column.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I saw that. So do you like that song? What? Are you getting gangster in there?
Sure.
I'm just teasing you. How's Bill doing?
Bill's doing good. He's doing some stuff with his mom right now. On Tuesdays, usually, sometimes he's here, sometimes he's not. But his mom's getting up in years, and one of his sisters passed away not too long ago, so she's by herself during the day. But they go over at night, and they help her out and stuff. So Tuesdays is his night.
Oh, very good. Well, this weekend, we're going down to Santa Rosa with Ozymandi, the bike we built for Jackson Rancheria. And we're going to do a photo shoot with that. Well, the bike's actually getting shot for V-Twin magazine, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, it is.
That's the excitement of the week as far as the bike world goes.
Uh-huh. See, right now, you got 21,161 people listening to you in the United States. You've got 3,369 in Canada. In Germany, we got 1,919. In Australia, we got 1,905.
Nice.
In Great Britain right now, we got 691. France, we got 484. New Zealand, we got 480. Brazil, we got 381. In Russia, we got 254. In the Ukraine, we got 192. The list goes on forever here.
Holy cow, represent worldwide.
Absolutely.
Well, you know that the AFT girls and our bikes are in magazines all over the world. Some of the magazines we've gotten, that we've been put in, I can't even understand the article, but great pictures.
One guy pulled up my blog at work today, and you're a hit with the crew.
Oh, good. I was thinking, I feel bad that those pictures are all from the same day. Do you think that's bad?
Well, if you got some other ones, here's the deal. The girl that was on for 7 weeks, she did a bunch of shoots too. And what she did was she'd update the pictures every once a week or every couple of days. And I would update. I would switch them out. So if you want to do that. Yeah, if you want to do that, go ahead.
Okay, cool. And how does it go for so many weeks? Like, you know what I mean? If it's babe of the week.
Until somebody knocks you off.
Watch it, Phil. Just kidding.
I'm saying until somebody knocks you off.
Yeah, I know. That's awesome.
Usually, like, when they update the pictures...
Uh-huh.
Then the more hits they get, you know, and then it tapers off. And then if I change the pictures, they start hitting again, and it tapers off and hits, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I get it. So I was bummed that they made me leave work today to I'm doing dental hygiene, and they made me leave and go home. And I am a workaholic. I love to work. So I was really upset. I was like, oh, no.
Yeah,
You what?
I used to do 7/12s.
Oh, my gosh. See, you're crazy like me.
Yeah, I did that for 12 and a half.
And
every
then what now?
12 and a half. I just took off Christmas.
12 and a half years?
Yeah, every day for 12 and a half years.
Now what do you do?
Maybe 50, 55.
A week. That's plenty. I'm finding my whole thing with it is I think I'm going to cut back working so much just because I want to focus more on the bike stuff. And I'm really, really intrigued by riding at Bonneville, you know, with the girls. Because a couple of our girls have raced out there, and I want to try it. And then I also want to focus more on my fitness studio, you know, Urban Flex Fitness, and get get that expanding and flourishing, you know? And so I'm trying to cut back hours from other areas and put my time there, and we'll see how that all works out. The bike Cento that won Best of Show at the LA Calendar Show is heading off to the World Championships here in Sturgis. I think they head off next week, I think.
Yeah, I posted that. I posted that when I got it. It's a, I think it's on Sunday nights or Mondays. I'm not sure. I don't remember.
Oh, yeah. Are you going?
Yeah, I get the Sturgis? Nah, not
yeah.
this year. Not this year.
Me neither. I went 1 year.
Uh-huh.
And it was good. It was crazy. But it's
yeah.
so much time to take off from your whatever you do at home, you know?
Yeah, the bad part is like your excuse my French, but your asshole the belly button on the block, and it takes you 4 hours to walk one block.
I know. It's just like a massive, oversized bike show, but it was fun. The fun part is like the rat hole competition, the world championship, the competition with the bikes, like meeting all the world-class builders. I think that's really fun. And the concerts, you know. That's cool. Like all the people come out and play.
Yeah, last year, 3 weeks before, I got a letter from the History Channel. You know who Larry the Cable Guy is?
Yeah.
They wanted him to meet one of the heavy hitter clubs in Sturgis, and hang out with him, take a ride, get a tattoo, all that stuff. And
oh, wow.
The time was such short notice, but once they got there, they got hooked up, and it was one of the shows where it's called Only in America. He does this show called Only in America.
Oh wow, that's neat.
But he does like three little stories in a half hour. So he got to hang out with one of the heavy hitter clubs last year at Sturgis.
Oh, that's awesome! Yeah,
to referee one of those fight club fights with the girls. Yeah, that was pretty easy. And then, pardon me?
What were you gonna say? Sorry, we were crossing paths.
I read your bio. And maybe you want to talk a little bit about that, let everybody know who you are.
Oh, yeah. Basically, I am a builder for AFT Customs, as well as a model for them, and doing promo modeling for other companies. The building part is a huge aspect of AFT, and I got into that by being at the LA Calendar Show and being picked out or introduced to Jim. And he said, you know, I would like you to work for us, but in order to do that, you need to learn how to work on the bike. So are you interested in that? And I said, hell yeah, I'm interested. I mean, I grew up working on cars with my stepfather and riding motorcycles, and so it intrigued me greatly. So I took to the adventure and started learning how to weld. And, you know, one of my favorite things is doing the final assembly of the engines and, you know, adjusting the valves and putting the pistons and everything together there, and just really seeing the final product, because it's a piece of art, you know. And before I got into custom bike building, I didn't see bikes that way. But now you can look at them and you can see, you know, that is a true piece of art form. So that's that part, and then the modeling comes along with it. That's fun, and I've got to be in a centerfold and Easy Rider, and, you know, like I said, in magazines I don't even know about that are all over the world.
Right.
And
well, the thing is, a lot of times when you do that and you take the picture, you sign a release, don't you?
Yeah. Mhm.
That's why they're all over the world. Just like I won't post anything unless you say it's okay to do.
And the other thing is, when you head out to, if the girls, like we, our group, AFT goes to Sturgis every year, and we have been official models for the AMD World Championship for a few years in a row. And those photographers, they come from all over the world, and they shoot you with all these bikes, these world-class bikes, you know, and those bikes are in magazines everywhere because obviously they're from all over the world.
Right.
And I think that's one.
Pete, the guy that was taking the pictures, he was also filming a movie. He's making a movie.
Yeah.
About motorcycles. You'll be in that movie.
I know. He was telling me. Is it called I Ride?
No, that's the first one. That's one he collaborated on. But he made a movie poster for me. They're gonna use one. They did a shoot of me on my bike, and then he's coming down to do one at Bill's. Bill has a shop in Oceanside.
Cool. Yeah, Pete's a funny guy.
You remember that Harley Davidson, that long stretch one that said Hardly Dangerous?
At the LA Calendar Show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bill built that bike about 25 years ago.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. That's the kind of bikes Bill that he used to build.
That's awesome. Does he still build?
Nah, he's more of a schmoozer now, as you can tell.
I can tell. I know. He is hilarious. He's got the funniest sense of humor. He's like, you almost can't tell if he's being serious or if he's joking or what. I love it.
And just so you know, the girl that you dethroned said, you're a sweetie, and she said she knows, I think she said she knows you, if I can read this right.
Oh, cool.
She's going to call in here in a few minutes, so I'll put her on. You guys can, we'll all talk together.
Oh, yeah, that'd be cool.
To get back to your bio. What? How did you get hooked up to start welding?
Welding? Well, Jim, obviously, he got us into welding, and then we got the connection with Miller Welding Company, who became our sponsor. And they would come out and they would train us. Of course, they'd set us up with all their equipment, and they would train us on welds and critique our welds and all this. And we first learned, the first bike I built as a welder was with MIG welding, which I've obviously found to be quite a bit easier than TIG welding. But
right.
Then we transitioned into TIG welding the following year, and now Cento and Asumati are both done strictly with TIG welding. And two of our girls are certified welders. They're certified TIG welders. They went out to Wisconsin and got certified. I couldn't go because I had to work, unfortunately. But Miller said they're going to come down and certify the rest of us down at the shop, which would be really cool. I think it's really, really interesting to know how to weld. I mean, the girls I work with, they're so good. The gas tanks on both those bikes were welded by Cindy, actually. She's one of our best welders, and she can weld aluminum like no other also. And that's hard. It's really hard to do, you know?
Yeah.
But me, I'm...
Well, she said... The girl you knocked off, her name is Kasha. She said she knows her shit.
Oh, cool. Thank you, Kasha.
I have another caller. Hold on one second.
Okay.
Is this from Tennessee?
Hello?
Who's this?
Your old friend.
Who's this? Who?
Your old friend. How's it going, Philip?
What's up, man? Is that you, Burn? You got any questions for Sarah?
No. I'm just sitting here listening.
I'll come back to you in a little bit. But what I'm going to do is I'll give you a little taste of flavor of the music that... I like heavy metal and this and that, but one of these, the song I'm going to play is by a friend of mine. His name is Mike P. We call him the Big Homie.
Yeah.
And you'll enjoy this song.
Okay.
The song is called, this is by Mike P, the big homie. It's called One Percenter.
It's that Harley boy, Mike P.
That was Mike P, the big homie. That was his song called One Percenter. He happens to be an active member of one of the heavy hitter clubs.
That was awesome. Jump on your bike.
I send you another one. I send you another one that you can watch when you get a chance.
Okay, good.
Yeah, and then all you got to do is when you get that, you can go on. You'll have the link and everything. You just go there and you can see all the ones. He did a couple. Well, he's got about 6 out right now.
Okay.
And a couple weeks ago, he just played the Key Club on Sunset Boulevard.
Oh, wow.
And my other friend that's in the club has a band called Attica 7. They played, they just played the Viper Room not too long ago, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Very
and
good.
Then, so you said you got something going this weekend? You're going to send me some pictures?
Yeah, yeah. We're doing the shoot down at Mike Chase's studio. He does a lot of shooting for Paisano Publishing, who does Easy Rider and all that.
Yeah, you're talking about Kid Mara. You're talking about Kid Mara. He's a friend of mine.
No, really? We'll be at Mike Chase's just Sunday to shoot, and the bike's actually being shot by itself for the
uh-huh.
magazine, but we will do some shots, you know, as builders with the bike as well. But it's not going to be a full-on photo shoot, like modeling style.
Uh-huh.
Not getting naked and stuff. I'm just kidding.
Hey, whatever makes your world work.
Exactly right. Yeah, so it'll be fun, though. He's got a good studio. It's in Santa Rosa. North Bay.
So did you get a chance to, did you read that email I sent you about the interesting days in internal affairs?
Yeah, I was reading some of it. What the heck? What's that all about?
A guy decided one day that he didn't like what I was wearing on top of my head. Him and three other guys got taken off their motorcycles. Now they're walking a beat downtown. And that hasn't happened in 25 years.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I'm their number one fan.
Huh. Wow.
Yeah, that was
interesting.
Oh yeah. They had me and Bill in that room for about 2 hours. The guy's wearing a winter coat. Like, I'm not supposed to see the little red light in his lapel. They put us in the room and turned the heat up. It was like an interrogation room, but there was just the four of us sitting there. So every time he opened his mouth, basically whatever he was talking about, I had all the paperwork, and I stopped him cold. So when we got up out of that room, it was a handshake, and okay, everything's going to be cool, and that lasted 4 months, 3 days. In 6 hours till they jacked up somebody else.
Wow. So
down again we went, Bill and I.
My gosh.
Yeah. The mayor of the town here, it's called Oceanside. But the mayor used to be the chief of detectives for 25 years. And whenever somebody gets elected, Bill and I usually we'll call and try and get an appointment to go see him and ask him what their policy or plan's gonna be, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we called the mayor, and he wasn't in town. And when he came back, he came down to see Bill. So Bill called me, and we went down there, and we talked to him. And he said, you know, Mr. Kennedy, do you remember me? And Bill said, no, you're the mayor. He said, no, I used to be the chief of detectives. And, you know, we used to park right across the street there and film everything that was going on here. But we could never get anything on you. So Bill told him, if I knew that, all the money you guys spent, you could just gave it to me, and I'd have left town.
Oh, my God.
Because they think we're up to something we're not.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
Just like these motor. How do you feel about motorcycle-only checkpoints?
The what?
How do you feel about motorcycle-only checkpoints?
I think it's ridiculous. I think that you should be treated like you're any other vehicle, you know? I don't know. I just think it's like pulling someone over because they have tattoos or something. You know what I mean?
Oh, that ridiculous. Yeah. I mean, on one of my helmets, it says on the front, it says "warning, insensitive prick." And then the other one that they took away from me at gunpoint, and after they handcuffed me for my own safety, that one now has the evidence sticker on top of it that they had to give back to me. But the fun really. Okay, let me ask you this. You're out, you're going to go ride your motorcycle and you forgot your helmet, right? So you get on the bike and you go for a ride. all of a sudden they pull you over and they tell you they're going to give you a fix-it ticket because you're not wearing a helmet. Do you know what the fine is for that?
What?
$25.
What? And how can you forget your helmet, though? It's like forgetting to put your bring the keys to your car. You know?
No, say you go and say, okay, say I'm at the LA calendar show. I'm in there, Bill and I are in there for all day. We're talking to you. We're talking to everybody. We go out to the bikes and our helmets are gone. What would you do? Get on the bike and ride it. It's cheaper to get a $25 fix-it ticket than it is to be wearing something on your head that this guy doesn't like and gives you a $187 ticket. So which one would you rather do? Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. I said I would get the $25 ticket, but I'm paranoid about riding without a helmet because I'm a bad driver. You guys better watch out for me. You know, I'm teasing.
Well, if you take that safety course, I'm gonna send you a little video to watch, and when you see this, you're gonna shit. I'm not even gonna tell you about it. I just sent it to you, and the guy that sent it to me says. It says, so you think you can ride a motorcycle and wait to see what this guy does with a bagger.
Okay.
Hey, Kasha, are you there?
I am. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Hi. Good.
We have
girl,
Sarah on the line. Sarah, this is Kasha. Kasha, this is Sarah.
Hi,
girl.
What's going on?
Hey. Oh, nothing. I'm sitting outside.
Why you dethroned me? You
bitch. I know. I didn't even know what was going on. Okay, I promise.
No. It's all good, hon. It's all good. There's more than enough to go around. So my goodness. No, that's awesome. You are just a little sweetheart. So, and you really, I loved listening to you. Just talk about where you work, and you know, I mean, you know your shit. So, good for you.
Thank you. Yeah, it's like a big hobby of mine, you know, this whole motorcycle thing, and I really enjoy it. I mean,
that's
my
good.
Whole life, I'm a dental hygienist by day, right, with two teenage kids. I have a wife at home. We've been together 7 years. We own a fitness studio, and then the motorcycle thing is, like, something I've been doing for 4 years with Jim, and it just keeps getting better, and I'm learning more, and it's such a blast.
Right. Well, good. That is awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just, yeah. So tell me more about you then. Anything I don't know or anything I haven't heard?
Oh, aren't you in Colorado?
I am.
Yeah, I'm from Colorado. I was reading it last week when you were on, and I was born in Inglewood, but I lived in Littleton for like 14 years.
Oh, nice.
And my whole family lives out there. My dad owns a landscape company out there, and
oh,
I love
wow.
it there. I almost moved back a couple years ago, but we didn't. We stayed in California. Yeah.
Okay, so that's where you are right now then?
Yeah, I'm in Sacramento. I'm actually sitting outside by my pool sweating to death right now.
Nice.
Which is good because I'm sick and I want it to go away.
Oh, no.
I hate being sick. I worked like 30 days straight recently and I ended up getting myself sick. So I deserve it, I guess.
That'll do it. Well, no.
It will.
I'd say about a month ago, we had a lady call from Scotland. And gosh, you might remember this, where we heard the water running.
That's right.
she was actually sitting on the loo. And then I said, hey, who's got the water running? She said, oh, I'm peeing. Let me close the door. But she still had the phone in her hand.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I remember you. That's really funny. Oh, my gosh. Are you feeling better, Kasha?
I am. I'm doing okay.
Yeah, I remember last week you were kind of not feeling very good.
Yeah, off and on. Just been kind of, you know, just sick off and on, and it kind of sucks. But, I'm doing good, though. Yeah. But, no, I'm good. Thanks, hon.
Yeah.
And I just lost a question. I was going to ask you something. I totally lost my train of thought. I don't remember now. Anyway. What else, Miss Sarah?
Oh, man. What else? I don't think I have anything. I'm sure there's lots in there, but I can't think of it right now. I'm all drugged up on Theraflu and all kinds of Advil and stuff.
You know, Theraflu will do it. I tell you what.
I know, and I told Phil, I'm like, I am really sick, and I'm going to be calling, and he's like, it's fine.
Well, yeah, Phil of all people, he's not going to care. You can tell he's going to fall asleep. He's not going to care.
Yeah, no, he didn't care. What are you doing? What are you up to right recently? Anything new?
You know, I'm just getting ready for a couple of photo shoots, getting over being sick, of course, so I just took like a week and a half off and didn't do anything. My poor manager, who I'm surprised he's still working with me. I was kind of a pill the past few weeks being sick. But, yeah, just getting stuff lined out and all that. And, yeah, that's about it. So, like I said, just kind of trying to get back into it again.
I know. Well, I have this thing. I've had this obsession. It's this big, like, lifelong dream to go and go to a casting call for Playboy. So, and I know I'm like the grandma, right, in Playboy years. I really am. But I don't care. So I've been really, like, trying to focus on maybe going to the one in Houston in October.
Right.
But we'll see how that all pans out. I know. I want to, but it's fear. I fear. I'm working my way towards that. I've wanted to for a couple years, and it's just... I just being around all those girls, you can be super, you know, get insecure with yourself, and especially because I've had kids, and you know, just I'll be 35 this year.
Yeah. Well, heck, my God, in Playboy years, I think we should both be dead.
I know, right? But I want to like work the angle like of like the hot like MILF bus builder, you know, type thing.
Yeah.
You know, there's gotta be a market out there for that.
You know, I tell you what, are you on Facebook?
Yeah.
You are? Okay. Well, I'll get your info after this, but I really think you should do it, honestly. No offense to Playboy, I mean, but after Hugh got rid of it, he passed it down to his daughter, it went to hell. So no offense to the girls that are on it. I think they're gorgeous, absolutely. I mean, let's face it, they're gorgeous, but they just kind of went in a different direction, and I really think you should go for it. You would definitely class it up a lot, so I think you should.
You know, you guys could go for it right here and just send me the pictures, and I'll post them for you. We're getting 35,000 hits. You know, I'd like to break 50 or 60,000 hits a day, so, you know, now we can talk.
Seriously, right? I know.
Oh, my God. That's funny.
The editor was like, you can do a thing where you send in photos and you can go to the casting call. You can do both. So I'll see. It's something that I really want to do. And I feel like this is a year I feel the best I've ever felt, you know, in regards to my physical stuff.
Right.
And,
well,
I of course, you have to be mentally good, too, to do something like that.
Oh, absolutely. So. Yeah. And you definitely don't want it to be something that you do and then regret, of course, one of those things. But
I know. That's the whole problem. That's another thing I'm battling with the kids, because my kids are 16 and 13. So I'm wondering, like, is that, like, appropriate? Because what if my daughter, like, later and her boyfriends, like, your mom was in Playboy? Like, just, and my 16-year-old who's, you know, like a junior in high school, his friends. I don't know. That's kind of weird to me.
Exactly. Well, and plus you've got the teenagers, you know, the teenage years, how we all were. So we already know what their mentality is.
I got news for you. I'm still in puberty.
I don't think you'll ever get out of it. And that's why we love you.
Yes.
That's funny.
Oh,
seriously, go for it.
Yeah.
You know, Kasha, you just talked to me on the phone and stuff, but Sarah met me in person, so if you got any questions, I'm sure she can answer them for you.
I'll leave that for when we're talking by ourselves.
Okay, I'm not afraid, and I'm not hiding from anybody.
No, you sure not.
Oh, God. Yeah, you're the lucky one. You got to meet him. I haven't even met him yet.
Yeah, he was funny. He came and met me, and I was like, what's going on? And then he had me write my info down, right? And then he left it at my booth, and I had to go hunt him down. And I was like, look, you forgot this. My info.
That's only because you turned down my dad for a foot massage, and I had to go console him.
Oh, yeah, right. I know, he didn't want to give me a foot massage because he said it would be too good. That was the whole deal.
What he said, that's exactly what he said, but you left him heartbroken. He didn't know what to do after that.
Poor guy.
Right? Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Well,
Bill's
hey,
only,
Bill, have
Bill's,
you seen if, oh, sorry, go ahead.
Bill's only about 10 years older than me.
Really?
And he's got, like he says, he's got a full head of white gray hair.
I know.
some people think, yeah, people go, is that your dad? And I said, go ask him that. You know, and or somebody will say, no, that's my grandpa.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, gosh.
He doesn't look that old. He doesn't
I know,
look
but
old.
No, that's the humor we have with each other over the last 20 plus years.
Oh, yeah.
That's funny. Wow. Well, congrats, Miss Sarah. I think that's awesome. And,
thank you, Kajsa.
Definitely think about going for it. I understand, you know, hesitation, but I think, I mean, if I were you, I would.
Okay, cool. And you can go look up Sarah Hara,
okay.
The casino, and then you'll find, I have a fan page, and if you like that, I'll just add you. I'll see you on there because you'll probably be the only girl.
Gotcha.
Besides my wife.
Right on. Sweet.
And then I'll be able to find you. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Hey, I think I have Diana on the phone.
Okay.
Let me bring her in for a minute. She wants to tell us about what happened with the run for Dana's Ride, I think it was called.
Yep.
And then we'll go back to the conversation.
Okay, perfect.
So hold on, you guys. I'll leave you guys unmuted just in case you want to ask any questions.
Okay, thanks.
Hello, Diana, is that you?
Hey, how you doing?
Doing good. How are you?
Okay, really good after what happened Saturday. Really good.
We have Kasha on the phone. We have
hey,
Sarah on the phone.
Hey, Miss
Kasha.
Diana.
Kasha got dethroned by Sarah, so Sarah's now the new babe of the week.
Hey, congratulations.
Hey, thank you.
I wish I could be
Saturday.
The new babe of the week. So what's going on, y'all?
What happened
well, tell
Saturday?
Us about Saturday.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, needless to say, it was very hot here in Missouri, very, very hot. But we had some great, caring, big heart people that still come out in the heat to support Dana's Dream Poker Run for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. And needless to say, we did. We collected $4,000, which I am extremely happy.
Woo!
Yeah, I mean, for our little group, you know, we're considered like, you know, the small group, you know, that, you know, collects that type of deal because there's no way we can go against Schnucks and Bank of America and Fox 2 and all them. So, yeah. But for our category, we are in the top 10. And we did really good, and it was just, it was really, really good. Very pleased, no accidents, no nothing. It was just all good.
Well, good. I am so happy.
To top it off, Wes, he was a gentleman who was diagnosed with leukemia here about 3 years ago, and he lived at Lake of the Ozarks. And he wanted to find, because he was a rider, a bike rider, and he wanted to find somebody who does this kind of stuff. And he found us, and he started riding with us. Every year he would come in and ride Dana's Dream. And last year, when he would always draw for our big prize, we would let him do that. And then when he came in last year, he told us that he had to have a stem cell transplant, and they used his stem cells. And it was doing pretty good, and then he wound up with pneumonia in his lungs, and then he passed away. And then just 2 weeks ago, his family contacted us, and how they contact us is they found a picture of Wes with Big Schwag and one of David's brothers and one of the Hell's Angels. And they contacted Big Schwag. Big Schwag gave him David's brother's number. They passed it on to us, and then we contact one of the daughters, and she lives out in Kansas, and the other one lives in Florida. And they all came up for this because their dad made them girls promise that they would ride in Dana's dream. And
oh
they did.
Nice.
Very
and
nice.
The youngest daughter... is her first year riding, so after she said Dad passed, Wes passed away, that her and her husband went out and bought them motorcycles, a camper and a trailer, and they just took their time this whole week going back to Florida. And but the other sister, she's been riding, I guess, about 6 or 8 years now. And they brought some of his ashes on the ride, and we pulled over to a little church, and we said a little prayer, and they got to spread his ashes during the Dana's dream ride, and it made them feel really good, and it made us really feel good that they did this in honor of their dad.
Wow. Oh,
nice.
Wow. That's wonderful.
That's
yeah.
such a positive situation. That's amazing.
Yeah, his the girls told us that their dad, all he did was talk about Dana's dream. And about this ride and how he had so much fun and how they just, we all opened our arms up to him and just made him feel, you know, right at home and comfortable. Last year on one of the stops, it was a place that had a lot of gravel. And he parked his bike. Well, it dumped over. My son was right there to help pick him up. And then he just stuck to my son and they just hit it off And I showed him where, it, you know, the place was, and we decided this year that we wasn't going to make one of the stops. This is before we found out about Wes, and that's why we didn't go to it. So I showed him, and they, you know, they was glad that we thought of him on that. And I was like, oh, yeah, he was just a wonderful man. He would come from Lake of the Ozarks on a Thursday, go to St. Charles and stay with a friend, Friday drive to St. Louis to go to Siteman and have his treatments, go back to St. Charles, stay with his friend, get back up Saturday morning, come down here, which we're an hour south from St. Louis, ride in the poker or Dana's dream all day long, and then go all the way back to St. Charles, stay with his friend, get up the next morning, and go drive back to the Ozarks. After he just had Friday a full of treatment.
Wow.
Yeah, he was one... he was one strong man.
My goodness.
Yeah. So, but we had a really good time, and I was just pleased with everybody's caring, loving hearts about coming out in the heat. Oh, it was so hot.
Yeah.
But it was good.
Yeah.
A friend of ours stood on the side of the high, or no, at one of the stops, she stood right there, and she recorded some of the bikes coming in. And just the sound of it, it's just the awesomest sound of a Harley coming in, and especially not just one, but over 100 of them.
I love that sound.
I
yeah,
know.
It's,
yeah, it's just like, you know, watching NASCAR on a, you know, surround sound on the TV when they're flying through there, and they go, wee, wee, wee.
Right.
Yeah. You know, for me, there's nothing like the sound of a V-twin roaring beneath my testicles going up I-5, but that's just me.
But, yeah, we had a great turnout. And we had two bands, so that even made it better.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Had two bands there, and then one of our leukemia reps came down, and she was like amazed. She said, "This is so cool," and I was like, "Yep." And it's all family and friends, and outer towners, out of states. We got a couple outer staters. I told her, and I introduced Wes's family to her, and Yeah, I can't. I just praise on it. It turned out really good.
Good. I am so happy that everything went well for you.
Yes. It went real good. So we're looking forward for next year. And you guys ought to come next year.
I am sure going to try to. I tell you what.
I know. That would be good. It's far. Missouri?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. Closer.
If we got anything to do with it, we'll get you out here for the L.A. calendar show, Kasha. Next year.
Yeah.
That would
there
be
you
awesome.
Go. We could put you right under. Hey, we could put you right under the Gateway Arch.
Hey, there we go. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, that would be really neat, wouldn't it?
Yeah, would be.
I got another caller. Let me see if he wants to ask any questions.
Okay.
Hello, caller on Skype. Evo, is that you?
Hey, what's happening?
Not much. This, ladies, this is we have Diana, Kasha, and Sarah on the line. This is Eva Lee calling from London.
Hello.
Hello.
Do you
What's
have
happening?
Any questions for the ladies, Eva?
Well, I don't even know really what you guys are talking about. I've only just...
We're talking about sex, that. Drugs, and rock and roll. Pick anyone.
Sounds good to
me. Meeny, miny, moe.
And motorcycles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yo.
Is he still there?
Yeah.
He's still there. He's kind of shy.
Oh, don't be shy.
Yeah, don't be shy around us.
Mm-mm. You just got three females wanting to listen to your voice.
Exactly.
Three, huh? Wow.
Got three, that's all, they tell you there's three beautiful women and all you can say is wow.
Well, I'm over
yeah.
the moon.
Did you just wake up?
Kind of, yeah.
No, he's a night owl.
What time is it? Aren't you in London? Is it morning?
3 o'clock, yeah. Not for
3
long,
3 o'clock
though.
In the morning?
Yeah, I won't be here for long.
What's the weather like over there?
Warm. Warm as.
That's not warm. Over here is warm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I bet it is.
I bet it is where you are, Philip, huh?
No, right here by me it's 77 with a slight breeze off the ocean.
Where I'm at it's about 96 with no breeze.
Yeah, exactly how it is here.
Yeah, something like that. Where are you girls from, anyways?
I'm in Colorado. I'm Kasha in Colorado.
I'm Diana. I'm from Missouri.
And Sarah, I'm in Sacramento, California.
Oh, so you know Philip, huh?
Of course.
We know Philip, yes. We do.
He's jealous. He wants my lifestyle.
Yeah, because Phil's got three women on the line with him.
Yeah.
So, Phil, it's Sarah. I'm feeling like I'm going to go. I'm not feeling good.
Okay. No worries. If you want, you can call back in Thursday. We'll give you. We'll do a little update, and we'll see where the numbers are. And then, like I told you earlier, if you got any other pictures you want to switch them up in a couple of days, send them to me, okay?
I will.
Okay.
It's good talking to you. Thank you. Bye, you guys.
You too. Congratulations.
Bye, honey. Feel better.
See ya.
Yeah, feel better, hon.
Bye.
So, Diana.
Yes, sir.
How many people showed up?
Let's see. We had 127 motorcycles.
Mm-hmm.
We had 10 cars. I'm going to say at least... if you double half of that, I'm going to say at least 200 people.
Okay. How would you like to double that or triple it?
Oh, that would be great.
That would...
Okay. What you need to do is you need to get me the flyer at least two and a half, 3 months out.
Okay.
And then if you're looking for donations or anything, you got a PayPal account set up, you'll get donations from around the world.
Yep, we're going to work on that before the year's up, for sure, because I thought about what you said, and me and my husband's been talking about that, and we're definitely going to start on that with a website.
Okay. I'll tell you right now, the best one you can do is just hop on your Facebook.
Yeah, I noticed that. That's how I met you guys.
Mm-hmm.
I met two wonderful people through doing that, and I am so glad I got that. I am just blessed with meeting you both. I just can't wait to meet you.
Yeah, we're on the 26th of July, and I've already got 435,000 hits this month.
Oh, wow. Off of
the
Dana's Dream?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Wow, that is awesome.
Yeah, that's really amazing because the more you hear every time you turn around, somebody is winding up with leukemia or lymphoma, and it is really a bad blood cancer, and not only for the adults but for the little ones. I mean, every time you turn around, you're hearing somebody getting leukemia.
Right.
And the most aggressive one is the ALL. And that's the one that we're trying to find a research for that. And that's why we raised this money to get more research out there to get this under control or solved or just get a cure for it because it's a very horrible, nasty blood cancer.
Right.
Wow.
So that would be wonderful. And we've already talked about, you know, starting in February of getting this all together, and I will definitely, you will be the first one on my list. And it won't
be
a shit list, and it's not going to be a shit list either.
That's okay, I'm on off the list.
It'll be a good list.
Task
It'll
force.
Be that, you know, that blessing angel
department.
List.
I'm waiting for my picture to go up in the post office next.
No. Hey, Phil, I noticed that you got to check out some of our pictures. Did you get to see that little video that a friend sent me on there?
You know, I just looked at the pictures, and I apologize for that, but I get anywhere from 200 to 250 emails a day.
Oh. Well, I noticed you tapped in a couple times as soon as I posted the pictures, but I didn't know if you got a chance to see the video of the bikes rolling in at the one stop.
No, I didn't. That's what I'm apologizing for, but I'll go take a look.
That's fine. I know you're a very busy man.
You know,
but,
like when Bill and I met Sarah and the rest of the people up there, that was one of the rare times we were together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because usually I go north, he goes south.
And some people go west and east. Little humor
trust
there.
Me. Also, trust me, sometimes when I go north, I have to go east and west.
No, you're everywhere, aren't
try
you?
Try being in three places at once. And then,
no.
And then people get mad at you because you can only stop in for a few, say hello, and then leave.
Yeah, they got to understand, though. You know, at least you made the effort to stop in.
Oh, yeah. But there's, well, if you've been on my page, you know my affiliations. And a lot of times it's a respect thing. So you can't just pop in and pop out.
Oh, no.
You have to make sure you talk to everybody. And that could take a while.
I really love the picture with you with the guys on Sons. Oh, my God.
You're a hater.
Oh, especially with Jax.
Oh, yeah. we can talk about that all night.
Oh, you aren't kidding. I was like, oh, yeah. Just looking at him, just a little ooze.
I'll actually be having lunch with those guys in about 2 weeks.
Oh, wow.
You have a what?
He's going to have...
I said I'll be having lunch with those guys in about 2 weeks.
Really?
Yes.
Well, hey, have fun with that.
You want to go out there now, don't you, Tasha?
Oh, what kind of sword? No.
She's on the next plane.
That's it. I'm going right now.
And I got to come out and visit you, don't I?
Exactly. You know, well, that is, I need a chaperone. So, you know, I mean,
there you
I may
go.
Well.
I'd be your chaperone. I was like,
hey, Philip, you got quite a few new pictures on your Facebook, huh?
Yeah, I do. That's from the LA Calendar Show.
Yeah. Looking at them.
But,
oh, we still have our London guy with us. All right.
Yeah, sometimes he just sits in the back and listens, but he's there.
He's kind of, yeah.
You're all a bit tired tonight.
Our gentleman from London, do you guys do fundraisers for people who have cancer over there, or how do you guys raise money for cancer people over there in your country?
I don't really do any charity work here, but I am going to be doing some where I go next, you know?
Mm-hmm. How do you guys do charity work over there? I mean, how do you do that? I mean, like we have motorcycles and we go from bar to bar and we call it like a poker run to where it's like a poker hand to where you just draw a card and...
Out here, we can't say poker run because that means we're gambling, and that's when they step in and they tell the bar owner that if we do, he does it, and they find out that he's done it while they're sitting outside, deterring people from going in. They tell them they'll pull their license if they continue.
And I don't understand
something as small as that.
And I don't understand how they can.
Yeah, well, some states gambling's illegal, right?
Yeah, but I still don't understand how they call it poker because you're not sitting at a table
right,
with
exactly.
money and chips. I mean, this is for charity to where you're just drawing a card.
Yeah, California's fucked up. They call it gambling. If I handed you 10
wow.
bucks and said, here's your money, I lost, we're gambling, you're going to get arrested.
What, you're
wow.
you get arrested for gambling in California, right?
Yeah. Unless you're on the Indian reservation or a designated area.
The Indian reservation.
So
hey,
how
Philip,
do they...
Talking of the Indians and stuff, what's the deal with it? Is it different laws for the reservations, is it, as opposed to...
Federal.
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, the charity that we do for is the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, and because some of our leukemia patients also need, Missouri is the first state that to bring up called stem cell transplants to where it comes out of the bone marrow.
Right.
And my son, unfortunately, was not a match or a donor for our daughter. So a young lady from Germany, I believe it was like a 8 out of 10 of a match. And that's how I still don't understand, but I know it's come a long ways. And it bases on with your bone marrow for the stem cell. So we need more research done on that, too. So that's why we're really, really supporting it. Because it's really good for even people to go out there and get their name and have a bone marrow, you know, to be a donor.
Yeah. See,
right.
The downside to that is Bill and I get approached all the time from people that want to do something. So when we ask them after, okay, we let them do their presentation and the whole thing, I ask them straight out, well, how much of this money are you getting?
Huh.
Well, we're going to pay for this. We're going to use it for that. No. The bottom line is you're doing this for the charity. The charity should get all the money.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There's
a lot of times where I'll tell them, fuck off.
Right.
Hey, Philip, going back to the Indians again. You had I remember there was a show on... You and Bill were saying that you've done a bit of work for them as well, haven't you, or something?
Right. There's in fact on my blog there's a guy from the reservation, the Pala Indian Reservation, and he does a daily blog with updates about everything that's happening to them.
Huh. Oh, okay.
I haven't looked. I'm kind of speechless because I haven't looked at it in a couple weeks. But you hit me with a trick question there today. So what I'll do is I'll check it out and I'll send you an email.
Yeah, could you? Because that's something I'd like to get involved with, you know.
Uh huh. Well, that's like bikers. We're the last. That's like bikers. We're the last cowboys.
The cowboys and Indians, huh?
Well, kind of goes together, doesn't it?
Yeah. Hey, Philip, it's like me. You know, next place I might be going to is Hawaii. You know. I don't know if it'd be
right.
Next week or tomorrow. I met this Hawaiian girl and I was researching the history and stuff. Now, the Hawaiian people are a threatened people, I believe. Now, there's only a couple of islands that have total protection. Is that true, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're
kind
of fucked up with how, like, you know, you see, like, quite a lot of Hawaiians have lost their whole culture and it's just like,
well, it's like anything else, man.
The mainstream fuckery, you know?
Yeah, it's like anything else. Like, right now in today's society, bikers are treated like people were in the 60s.
They
don't understand
that
it's... Yeah, they don't understand that it's a culture.
Yeah, but they gotta think, too, that bikers are like a big family. I mean, they've got a lot of big hearts out there, too, that... A lot of the charities come from the bikers.
Yes,
that's
exactly.
Correct.
And,
they don't understand
that
we're people with the same problems.
Mm-hmm.
Bikers have been demonized for years. That's why, isn't it? I mean,
yeah, but it doesn't help it doesn't help that when they teach them at the academy, they're using the guidebook from 1973.
Wow. Well, they need to come up to the 20th century.
Well, that's where I come in.
It's not just
bikers.
It's not just bikers. I think it's anyone who's different who doesn't really want to fit into their little world, as it were, you know?
I think it's...
As you were saying, the Indians, the bikers, it's the same thing, isn't it, Philip?
Right. Well, what I'm gonna do real quick, I'm just gonna, since Diana doesn't know anything about this song, but what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna play this song real quick. And Diana, I want you to listen to this. Kasha, you've heard it before, and Evelie, you've heard it before, but I want you to listen to this. This is called Forever Angel.
I
don't
know what
it is.
Huh? Nice. Okay, This one's called Forever Angel. It's a tribute to the Hells Angels, and it's by Axie Rudy Pell out of Germany.
Oh,
I'm going to pop that one in right
one.
Now, and I'll be right back.
Okay.
You don't care and go your own way.
What'd you think of that?
Good song, Phil. Good song.
Yeah, isn't that a nice one? I like that one.
Mm-hmm.
And, Phil, who did you say that is?
It's, the name of the group is called Axel Rudi Pell. They're out of Germany.
Okay.
If you want, I'll send you a link.
Perfect. That'd be awesome. Thank you.
Okay. And so what, tell me, what, this is the first time you heard that song, Diana. What do you think about it?
Just now was the first time, and I really liked it. I was standing outside, matter of fact, looking up at the stars while I was listening to it.
Aww.
Yeah, I was, made me think of Dana.
Aww.
Yeah, you don't have to be in a club, you don't have to own a bike, but you can relate with that song.
Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely. And the sky right now is full of stars. Full of stars.
Well, I don't have any stars, but I got a nice sun. I got a nice sunset going down.
Oh,
do ya?
No, oh, wow.
Yes, I do.
No,
it's like
no
it's like
yet.
It's like Bruce Willis said in the movie Die Hard. Come out to the coast. We'll have a drink. Don't worry.
Sounds good. Sounds really good.
So what else have you got coming up?
Not much of anything. A court. We're trying to get our grandparent rights.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's a big mess. The ex-son-in-law met another woman like a month and a half after marrying Dana. And she hasn't been very nice to us, a little heartless, hateful and heartless, I should say. And we don't get to see her much. So that's what we're fighting for, because when Dana first got, you know, leukemia after she graduated high school, her chances were even at that time to even live was 50-50, and she beat that one. And then her chances of even having children was a 50-50 chance. I should say at that time it was 80-20, 80 not 20 maybe. And then she beat that. So she was a miracle baby. And as part of Dana that, you know, it's hard to let go.
Yeah.
And she looks just like her mom, and except she's got red hair, and she's just a doll. And they lived with us. She lived with us for 2.5 years, and it was like she got ripped right out. You know, not only did we lose Dana, but it just seems like now she's getting ripped away from us.
You know, sometimes that sucks, and I don't know what to tell you to do. Well, I know what to tell you to do, but this ain't the place to tell you.
I think I can read your mind.
Yeah.
If you've seen the pictures of me, and you've seen a picture of my Dinah, they happen to carry a ball peen hammer.
Yeah, but right now we have to do it the right way.
No. I didn't say, that's just me.
I know.
I'm not going to tell you what to do.
I know. I appreciate that. I know a lot of, we've got a lot of support here in our hometown because everybody
mm-hmm.
knows who me and my husband are, and we're well known and well respected, and they know we're good people, and it's just wrong for him to do what he's doing and letting his new female do what she's doing. And all we want to do
is... Well, he's not thinking with the right head.
Oh, no. Oh, no. No. I mean, when you've been with...
Hang on one second. Let me tell you something. Right now, you're on the last bastion of freedom. You don't have to. You don't have to skirt or say anything. If you want to get frustrated and you need to, you feel you need to vent, and you can use any words you want. There's nobody here gonna zap you. There's nobody here gonna tell you you can't do that. But there's a guy here that'll tell you you can say whatever the fuck you want to say.
Well, he is a piece of shit. He is a piece of shit, and.
You can also send him the link to download this, and he can listen to the archive.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah, when you treat people that has been good to him like we were, and then to just basically slap us in the face and piss on us, you know, that's he just don't have no respect for nobody, you know, or I don't even think he has respect for himself.
Right.
He's just a fucking loser.
Yeah.
Do you feel better now?
Yes.
Good.
Was it hard for me to get that out? Could you tell it was very hard, but oh.
You know what? You did good, but if you want to do better, go ahead.
I'll wait, and then I can let loose.
So do you do this one annual ride?
Just once a year. I mean, it's never proceeded into more. I mean, we've just, like I said, it was just our fifth annual one. We've kind of taken over the last two. Actually, my so-called sister-in-law started it, and after Dana passed, we did 08 together, and then she kind of did it 09. And then after that, it started getting a little tense because they get to see her more than we do, which is totally wrong. They've stepped on our toes, disrespect us, and they act like she's theirs. And they didn't want to do it. So I picked up on 010. I was like, no, I'm not going to let Dana's dream be forgotten. And I'm not going to let down the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. So we kind of took over. So this is basically our second year of really taking over like 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm hoping one day that they can find a cure for helping people who get leukemia. Because the chemo and the pills and everything has so many side effects. And even with the stem cell transplant, you get this thing. It's called graft versus host, which is horrible. It's where another person's bone marrow, when it goes into the person's body after doing radiation of killing all your white cells from head to toe, you go through radiation to kill every white cell, and then they stick someone else's bone marrow into your body. So now your body is like, no, I don't want you in my body. And this one's saying, yes, I'm here to help you. And it's saying, no, I don't want you to. And they're just fighting against each other. And then there's sometimes when they're connecting good, then there's some that say, yes, please help me. Then it does really good. But still your chances of a good one is, I think they said like even 80%. And most times, you know, your survival rate is maybe up to 5 years, even after a stem cell. So that's why we're really strong about raising money for this to make more research to make it better. I mean, because look how far breast cancer's come.
Right.
That's really come a long ways and very well. So now this is the new thing.
That's true. I even have a sticker that says Save the Boobies.
we have another one in here. A friend of ours does for the breast cancer and says, "Save the tatties." Save our tatties.
That's good.
Yeah, but you know,
well,
that's here
I've seen some that say save the chichis, but that's another story.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
The chichis, huh? Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's like there's some that do some fundraisings and they have, it's called the Titty Kitty Contest. Yeah. Yeah, so one night I got a little lit and went up there and I told
them. Well, that sounds like that party I was at last Sunday, but that's another story too. If you look down there and see where it says Cook's Corner, some things that you think you really wouldn't see at a place like that, but.
I went to this guy, and he goes, oh, so you're going to be my titty kitty lady? And I said, well, I said, will you find me a wiener dog? He said, a wiener dog? He goes, I'm not doing no wiener dog. And I said, why not?
Oh, no.
I kind of blew him away when I asked him. I said, why don't you do a wiener dog? He goes, how do you do a wiener dog? I said, well, you get a male up here, and you put a little tail on and a couple of the eyes. He kind of looked at me, and
oh, no.
I said, well, I'll do the titty kitty if you get me a wiener dog.
Exactly. There you go. Good one.
But I went ahead and let him do the titty kitty, and then my husband started recording it, and it was pretty fun.
Oh.
If you got it on tape, you should share.
That's right. Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
I mean,
I'm going to say.
I thought you were talking
about. You
threw me off on that one.
Well, since you just brought that up, I got the appropriate song for you.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Yeah, that's what I say,
Tasha.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to play it now, but I'll let you guys figure it out, and I'll be right back.
All right. What do you think, Tasha? He's funny.
He is, isn't he, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Sounds like one of the beginning of a spook movie.
Oh,
my rib.
September 23rd.
There you go.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes.
One of you was listening in the background?
Oh.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Oh.
Hey, I got a question for you. What's up with that good morning picture?
Me?
On. Who are you talking
Tasha.
To, Phil? Oh.
Tasha.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. What do you mean, what's up with my good morning picture? What's wrong with that one?
Nothing. And where I was, and I looked at it.
Uh-huh.
You were hitting the trailer today.
I saw that. It was kind of cool. I know.
Yeah, they were going, that's it? There's no more?
Oh, no, actually, there's several from that shoot.
I know that, but trust me, that's not the place where I wanted to pull all those up. And are you kidding me?
Oh,
I never got any
gotcha.
Work done.
Gotcha, you know. Well, yeah, it was fun this morning. I was actually surprised that I was going to get all the response I did from it such a, you know, short amount of time. So I'm loving it. It's great.
Well, you know, if you just sent me that last week or Sunday, you could have been, you'd have had another week probably.
See, you know what? You know, that's actually what I thought about it. I thought, you know what? Why didn't this photo go to Phil? Yeah, not a clue. I'm going to talk to my manager about that one, man.
Okay.
But, yeah. No, but, yeah, it's. I was actually surprised. So, yeah, it's very cool.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of cool people on there. You know, they're great, and they're just so complimentary, and they're all just a good bunch of people. And, you know, I just, everyone on there is just awesome. So, and being on the show for the last, what, we said 7 weeks I was on there.
Right.
You know, that, yeah, that really just sparked a lot of interest. So I got a lot of requests off of that, just people who listen to your show, and it's like, oh, wow, this is awesome. You know, so you definitely are a huge part of this, and I just can't thank you enough.
Aww.
Oh, no worries.
Oh.
right now, there's 66,000 people worldwide.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. Very cool. Well,
yeah, for just some schmuck.
Oh, I'm sorry. For just what?
For just being a dumb schmuck.
Yes. Whatever.
Yeah.
Oh,
you're not
God.
So dumb if you got what you got.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
No, Phil's awesome. Phil's cool.
Mm.
Well, what I'm going to
yeah.
do here is somebody sent me a message. They wanted me to make a call. So let me see if I can get this right. There we go. Hold on. Whoop. It happens, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you push the wrong button?
Yeah.
Did you push somebody's buttons?
And that's what she said. Okay, hang on.
If you like to make a quick call.
Hello. I had to call in, and what happened?
I just couldn't hear anybody.
Okay. Well,
when
no,
I
you
in,
see what happened
was
I was playing a song. You were in the screening room. I apologize for that.
That's okay.
We got you now. So maybe you want to, we have Kasha on the line, we have Diana, we have Eva Lee out of London, and now we have you. So if you want to give us a little background and tell us who you are, please.
Okay. Hi, my name's Alex. I own a company called Knuckle Up. We're out of Baltimore, Maryland.
Hey!
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you doing?
Good.
From Baltimore.
Good. Yeah, from Baltimore. We have, we're in the mixed martial arts, I guess, arena. We sponsor a couple fighters. We sponsor a couple bodybuilders. We have our own roller derby team. We have two professional wrestlers.
Uh-huh.
And
that's cool. If you guys send me a link, and I'll put you in my friends column.
Excellent. Appreciate that.
Right now, there's 66,000 people worldwide, almost 40 countries listening to you talk right now. So don't let that bother
Absolutely.
You. But go ahead.
No, it won't bother me at all. The reason we wanted to call in today is because we wanted to offer Kasha some of our apparel with an attitude down to her to take a try and see how it fits her, and hopefully get some of
la,
you and
la.
Our stuff. So we want to see some of the East Coast fans in this apparel. And see where it takes us. We have a feeling with her look, could take us to all kind of different places. So we'd like to offer to send you out some stuff. If you could take a look at our website, because we not only sell t-shirts, we sell fight shorts, and we also sell some knuckle style jewelry as well. So take a look at what you want. And send us an email, let us know what your wish list is, and hopefully we can accommodate that for you.
Oh, my goodness. Alex, that's awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. And we got to take a look at some of your pictures. We think you'll represent the product well. Like I said, right now, this is, just us sending you some of our stuff for us to be able to evaluate how you look in our product.
Right.
And we've done this for a couple other people. So we have two bodybuilders right now. This is exactly how they started. We have two pro wrestlers, and this is exactly how they started as well. They were just pretty much looking for somebody to take a chance on them. And that's what we like to do. All our MMA fighters are all homegrown. We're not in the business of sponsoring anybody out of territory because we want to represent those people. We want to be local to them. But we've got models. We've got one girl who does Playboy in West Virginia, and we have a bodybuilder in Mississippi and another local bodybuilder in Baltimore as well. They all happen to be females. We don't have any male bodybuilders yet, but we really like your look, and we think you'll bring something to our product, and we think the fans of our product will be inspired after they see you in our gear. So we're pretty excited to see you in our stuff. So, the website is knuckle-up.net. If you go on there, take a look at our product. You guys are doing a biker show today. Is that what this is? Is it for motorcycles?
Yes, it
right.
is. If you want to send me an email, you can go to Ryan could probably give it to you, and then shoot me an email with Paul, and I'll put you in my friend column. And what I'll do is, as many things as I go out here to on the coast, my dance card's full for the rest of the summer. Well, actually, the rest of the year. But what I'll do is we'll get hooked up, and we'll go from there. And if you want to send me some stuff, I'll get some girls to pose in it for you, too, on motorcycles.
That would be great. That would be great. We've got the perfect motorcycle shirt. We made the Don't Bro Me shirt this year, which was inspired by one of the local guys that I kind of grew up around. So the back of the shirt says, "Don't bro me if you don't know me." And if anybody rides out there, it's everybody's your bro if you don't know you.
Mm-hmm.
So, seems to be a real popular shirt. It's done very well for us. But like I said, most of our stuff is pretty much it's all knuckle inspired, and We call Harm City Line, which is based off of Charm City. So we have a Bomb Squad Betty line that we just launched. That's one of the first ones we're doing. We kind of did that when we started with the roller derby team. I don't know if you guys know this. Roller derby seems to be a pretty huge female sport that's taken off. There's even some men's teams that are kind of taking off from the ground now.
Yeah, about a month and a half ago, I was with the girls that do that in San Diego at one of the dealerships.
That's a pretty big time.
I'm not sure if you got any background info on this, but I'm getting up to 30,000-35,000 hits a day. So if you could send me, like I said, have Ryan give you my email address and send me some stuff, and I'll post it on a blog for you. And then I'll post it and tell them if they got it from here, to let them know that they got it from here. And then you just give me a rundown every once in a while how many people you get.
Okay, absolutely. Sounds great. So, Kasha, are you interested in wearing some of our stuff?
I would love to. That would be wonderful. Okay. Thank you so much. I'm way caught off guard here. Sorry. I would love to do it.
Okay, good. Now we actually photograph very well.
Thank you.
A lot of people don't know that modeling is not one of the easier things to do. It's really easy to get a pretty girl to wear your stuff. It's a lot different to get a pretty girl to actually smile and be able to pose and to project what they're wearing. So
we
have something that a lot of people don't have.
So. Oh, well, thank you. My goodness.
Wow.
Well, thank you, Alex. I cannot wait.
It's like Kasha was talking about
as well.
We have Kasha was baby of the week for the last 7 weeks.
So I hear she's like continuing Dave and Babe. I know when I hit her Facebook page, she's got lots of guys that want her attention.
I was just thrown today, though. There's a new girl on the Babe of the Week list.
Okay.
But after 7 weeks,
I'm sure they can keep recycling you through a different girl and then you and then a different girl and then you to keep their hits
there
going.
We go. There we go. Well,
this
Alex,
is a little payback
so
for that morning picture.
Uh-oh, say
what's
what?
That?
I said Kasha sent out a picture this morning that she said good morning to everybody. So when I was at work and I pulled it up, everybody that I worked with was all over it. But this is a little... if I'd have clicked on the rest of the pictures, I wouldn't have got nothing done.
Yeah, some of those pictures can be quite distracting.
All right, that's it. I'm tapering it off, man. That's fine.
Now, we've been working on this for about a week, and I was almost tempted to, I think there's one of those shots on your Facebook page that, like, doesn't show your face, but shows, like, the torso of your body, and we were going to do
exactly
a teaser shot. Yeah.
Oh, really?
we were gonna do a teaser shot of this is our newest potential model to be knuckle up girl but we kind of held off on doing that. We wanted to make sure that you were okay with it. The other thing that's pretty exciting is we haven't done this yet. As long as we can get back to pictures in time and our website ninjas can figure out how to do this, you're most likely going to be Miss September for Knuckle Up. So,
oh my gosh, that's awesome!
Yeah, so that's
wow.
you're pretty much going to start the calendar for Knuckle Up. So
that's awesome.
It's pretty neat. You're going to be hitting it. You're going to actually
great.
Be starting it. So You're gonna set the bar pretty high for a lot to follow.
Well, thank you. I will definitely do my best. That is wonderful. That is awesome. I don't know what else to say. I'm sorry. I don't mean to sound like an idiot right now, but gosh, I'm all giddy and thank you very much, Alex.
Oh, cool. Cool. I'm glad you're happy. Like I said, we'll have some stuff sent down to you. And please go ahead and visit the site and
take
a look and see if there's some other stuff on there that might work well. We want to make sure that we have your sizes correct. If there's anything else we can do for you, please don't hesitate to ask us. We want this to be a win-win for both you professionally and us professionally. So,
absolutely.
That's what our goal is.
Yep, absolutely, definitely. Well, I will definitely get on there and Wow, thank you. That's all I can say.
You're welcome. So we're very excited about seeing some of the first couple pictures of you in our gear. We've got a lot of different stuff planned that'll be coming out. So what normally happens is when the first round of pictures comes through, we put a discriminating eye on them, and we figure out we've had a lot of pictures so far that just couldn't make the website. We do have some pictures right now that are going to be going up. It's just finding enough of them to be able to put up. We're hoping to use you as our model to display a lot of the stuff that we have. And then we'll break it up between you and a couple other girls. So as the new lines come out, it's very possible that, if we get a certain percentage of, positive hits, or we get a big pop, that, it's very well possible that there could be a KU, Costa shirt at one point. So
hey, there we go.
To see how it works.
She was getting anywhere from 7 to 9,000 hits a day.
Yeah, so that would be nice to see that kind of traffic. We want to help promote you, and we're hoping that you can help promote us and then maybe some markets that we're not touching.
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely. That sounds wonderful.
That would be
absolutely
cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Awesome.
Well, see, Diane, I get to share this moment with you.
I know.
What I'd like to do is... I'd like you to come back next Tuesday, a little earlier, and we'll talk about your product and your company and everything. I'll give you a little more time next Tuesday.
Okay, that would be fine. Yeah, we're getting ready to have we're throwing a tattoo expo in Baltimore, so we're taking on a pretty big feat by putting that on. So, we'd love to call back.
Yeah, and if you got a flyer for that, you can send me the flyer also.
Yeah, I think I know there's a Facebook page up for it and a website up for it, but yeah, we can definitely get you an electronic copy sent to you right away.
Okay. And Ryan will give you my email address.
Okay.
Yes,
great.
I will.
Ryan's been absolutely a gentleman through the whole process, and has been a driving force to going back and forth and trying to making sure that everybody's on the same page, and it definitely seems that he wants everything to be presented in the most upright, professional way, and the best deal that he could possibly get for who he represents.
Oh.
So.
Well, thank you. I will definitely pass that along to him. That's awesome. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're welcome. You're welcome. We're, like I said, it's... Start us something new, and hopefully it takes us all somewhere.
Yes, definitely. Wow.
She's the girl that can do it.
There you go.
Thank you, Miss Diana.
Pick
all
the
right guys,
one.
Well, I appreciate the time to call. I appreciate you guys calling me. Kasha, we'll be in touch. Thank you
definitely.
For having me on the show. And like I said, if you want to give us some more time next Tuesday, that would be awesome.
Yeah, I will.
If not, I understand. And if you can have them send me your information, be more than happy to send you out. If you want, go ahead and go on the website and pick out a shirt or two, and we'll get it down to you.
Perfect.
Okay.
So what I'm going to do is right now, I want everybody to hang around. We're going to I'm going to play a song by Stormy Montana. This one is Sing the City Home. That'll take us out tonight. And then, Kasha, if you can call back Thursday, give me a little update on what's going on and how it's all panning out.
I sure will.
Diana, you're welcome to call back Tuesday.
Okay.
We'll see how things are, and you can give me an update on that little problem you got.
Okay.
All right, and then this one here is by Stormy Montana. She's going to be on Thursday. So if you guys want to check out Thursday's show, we're going to do another thing for Bars from a Bait. His name is John Del Santo. He doesn't know it yet, but we're going to surprise him with some kind of award. I'm not sure what Bill had in mind, but I'll let Stormy take us out, and then I'll talk to you guys Thursday.
Okay.
Bye-bye, Alex. All
right, good night, everybody.
See you.
Bye.
Take care. Good night.
Bye. Bye.
With no place to be, we will show you a little more harmony.